It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your radio. Always 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube. Hey, YouTube. YouTube folks could see my Nick Nurse hat today. Did it to be annoying.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, he's got his own logo.
I knew the NN looked familiar. I did not put it together with the Nick Nurse thing.
When they hired him, I was like, I got to get one of those dumb Nick Nurse hats. And they're all sold out, but rights regulation
are
found.
The streets,
oh,
man.
Yeah. People are dying to represent Nick Nurse in the streets right now.
Exactly right.
Today's show is sponsored by the Chesapeake Inn, Restaurant, and Marina. Tomorrow, we're doing the show there from the Chesapeake Inn, Restaurant, and Marina. It's in Chesapeake City, Maryland. I've heard it's great. That is what Hugh and Joe G said. So we'll be there tomorrow, ChesapeakeInn.com, for more details. Jack, hit it.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So what I have for you today is the five most questionable things I saw from WIP hosts this weekend. Starting at number five, we take it back to Friday. Now, not a WIP host, but he's a producer.
Okay.
I just need people to take a trip down memory lane to the performance by Justin D'Orazio on Friday.
It was the worst performance by a producer in the history of the radio.
But also memorable.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, you got his name in the headlines here at WIP, which is what you got to do.
Sometimes he sure did.
You got to do.
He did... It's as bad a job you can do without letting a curse word on the air dead air.
Well,
you know?
He almost did when he played Squabble Up, which I'm sure he had to get off YouTube real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
because
there was
yelling
a commercial
at him.
Before him. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So it started with this tense back and forth early in the show after his first mistake of the day.
Justin, does your mic work?
Yeah, what's up?
I just want I want you to make sure that you're telling them no speakerphones when we pick up the phone.
You think that I don't tell them that?
Well,
they also have like minds of their own, and then they also put it back on speakerphone.
Wow!
After I put them on hold.
Oh, ripping the listeners.
Oh wow! So you're blaming them rather than saying, "Okay, my bad." No Donovan chest pad here.
No Donovan chest pad. I've been doing this for 2 years. I know the rules.
Oh, two whole years. Oh, wow!
Whoa, Chesty D'Orazio.
Yeah, far be it from me to talk to somebody who's done this for 2 years.
I know what to tell them.
Okay,
I love it.
Wow.
I love it.
Well.
It's Friday.
Well, you know what? I don't know.
Wow. Turns out Julie Lund being doing it for 22 months.
Oh, so. Really? That's not 2 years. And it went downhill from there.
It did. He played Squabble Up at 5 o'clock.
No, he played
Creed at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
He did a text line at 5:20 out of nowhere.
Yeah, just while we were talking.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Man.
Yeah, it's a disaster.
Now, he did play a lot of Jolly Drops, which we appreciate.
He did. Well, he was trying to make up for... it was like you backed in a corner. He was just like, you know, trying to fight his way out of it.
But Chesty D'Orazio.
He's been doing it two whole years.
The fourth most questionable thing I saw from a WIP host this weekend is that the camera's not here because he's at a college reunion.
I've never heard of a college reunion.
Who the hell goes to a college reunion? You don't know that many people from college.
Yeah, like...
You know 10 people, maybe.
Yeah, you go to a reunion, what are there, 10,000 people there? Who's going to a college reunion?
10,000.
Yeah.
There could be. I mean, listen, like, high school you get. You go to elementary school, middle school, high school.
Right.
College, you're there for 4 years, and there's 10,000 people in your grade.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
And how long has he been out of college?
25 years.
Okay.
25 years.
You know what? He's saying reunion. He just went to...
He just wanted to go back to school?
Yeah. Well, he just went with his four friends from high school or from college.
From college.
Yeah,
They just met back for the weekend.
Yep.
What the hell is going on in Fairfield?
Nothing. And here's the other thing. It's like, who does he think he is? Like, what do you think? It was Mr. Well, you think he was Mr. College? Like, you know, he's doing keg stands. I mean, he's probably at the library till midnight on Fridays.
Well,
you don't think Joe was a wild man?
No. I don't think Joe was a wild man.
He was probably in his dorm room watching West Wing.
Yeah.
How many times was he alone in his hotel room with his cell phone this past weekend? There it is.
Yep. That's why he goes on these trips.
Yep.
A different spot.
A little private time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't have enough private time.
Yeah, well.
He's got no responsibilities.
Yep.
The third most questionable thing I saw from a WIP host this weekend is Broads is watching Jalen Hurts highlights to get motivated in the gym.
Dude.
I mean, it's just sickening.
It was.
That's dedication.
And then we got that ridiculous picture of him making his YouTube face with the highlights behind him.
What highlights?
Can you imagine? Like, you're at the gym, and the guy before you is on a machine, and the reason that he's not off the machine yet is because he's sitting on the machine watching Jalen Hurts highlights on his phone. So, come on, bro. Grow up a little bit.
That's dedication.
Yeah, I guess. And he's got to tweet us about it.
Yeah. Gotta let everyone know. Yeah. Like, please like my tweet. Please like my tweet.
Oh, I love Jalen. Oh.
And it's about time he's working out, because he came in here out of breath.
Yep.
From simply walking down the hall.
Yep. Wow. Embarrassing.
Wow.
The second most questionable thing that I saw from WIP hosts this weekend is the Go Birds show doing the top 10 Philadelphia list on Saturday. I mean.
And they did a top 10. Dude.
Just shameless.
Yes.
Elliot and Seltzer.
The minor league show.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I have an idea. Top 10.
Or
I guess. What do you mean? Top 10. It's just that we were just trying to.
Yeah.
Top 10, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a joke.
Yeah. Dude, I saw it pop up in my feed. I almost threw my phone.
It
popped up in my podcast feed. Which, by the way, I don't even want to listen to Go Birds Radio. All I want to listen to is Elliot's Go Birds Daily or whatever. And I saw it pop up, the top 10 athletes in Philadelphia right now. Where did you get that idea, dummies? It's top 11. If you're going to steal our idea, at least say top 11.
Is this week.
You can do vote our idea.
At 94wip.com/vote. It was disgusting.
You can't do 2 hours of Eagles content and leave our topic alone?
Right. And you know, Elliot, that's the most disappointing part. He's a part of this show.
Yes.
He's the one who wanted to do the list.
I'm sure.
I guarantee you.
Oh, you think?
Yes. He couldn't wait to get his top 10 list.
Oh, his dumb list.
Yes. He's always been a premature guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, come on, man. The shoe fits.
Tiny shoe.
Very tiny. So disappointing from the Go Bird show, as always. But the number one most questionable thing I saw from a WIP host this weekend is Hugh Douglas.
Oh, no. Are we okay? You guys are in a good place.
No, we're good. No. He tweeted, wait, .. Why did I leave Atlanta? I mean.
Is
that what he tweeted?
In my head, he's doing the tomahawk chop. You know, with the Braves hat on, thinking about Kyle Pitts' breakout year for his Falcons.
Yeah.
Wow.
You got an Ilya Kovalchuk jersey for the Thrashers. Yep.
I mean, come on, wait,
why did I leave Atlanta?
Wow. Why did I leave Atlanta?
I know he's probably looking at some, you know, pretty girl or something.
But I guarantee that was part of it.
It was probably the reason. I would say it's probably the reason.
He's also insulting Philly girls. There's good-looking girls up here.
Of course.
I have only noticed my wife, but aside from, I'm sure there are others.
Yeah, Hugh loved you back in 2002.
Yeah.
Come on, man. He's not getting that kind of love in Atlanta.
With that accent? Yeah, no.
With that accent.
Wow.
Why did I leave Atlanta? I mean, are we not all family here?
That's a tough one.
Get out of here then, Hugh.
If you don't like it.
Yeah. It could be Jillio and Kyle.
Get out of here.
Yeah. They could have DeRozio produce the show.
He's been doing it for 2 years.
Yep.
Well, it's because he got held accountable one time with the defensive luxury, and now he's looking to skirt.
Yep.
He's looking to get out of town.
Down in Atlanta where they barely care what you say, you know?
That's true.
Come on, man. That's really disappointing from you. I didn't see that tweet from him.
I did not see that either.
I saw a lot of tweets from him, but I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GUIDA.com. There it is. 5 o'clock hour always. GUIDA.com. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, OG?
I wanted to touch on this CJ thing. Hold on. Apparently,
please put
your
seatbelt on or something. What is that?
Close the door.
I'm good. So apparently CJ doesn't want to accept the Eagles' professionalism and they're not exposing him for the, you know, the purposes of him being not here any longer. He's keep trying to, they're trying to show that it's, you know, business as usual. We, you know, it was over the cap, whatever, whatever.
Right.
He keeps saying, well, damn it, I'm here to tell you. Yeah, it was personal. Okay. When he went on this, that dude's podcast and let everybody in the world know that the cigars that he was smoking on that float with the owner was stuffed with weed, okay, that got your ass up out of here. Okay? That was information. That was too much information, you know, publicly.
Yeah.
You know, it was no need for it. And then he said some other stuff about some women and all this other stuff. To me, that's questionable as well. And I think Jeffrey Lurie pretty much had enough. You know what I'm saying? And said, let's just, you know, because it's not just CJ, because that's contaminated. You know, you can affect other players on the team with that type of shenanigans and all that. And I think the organization just wanted to rid themselves of that situation and move forward, you know. But he keeps on bringing it back, you know. So I'm hoping everybody get the memo. It was not, you know, yeah, it's like CJ said, it was personal. And so, yeah, but the personal was on his part.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, and they're never going to say anything back to him. You know, he could say this forever. It's not going to matter. They don't care. I don't think they care all that much anymore. He does seem hurt by it, you know. But this is his personality, right? He doesn't shut up. This is exactly how he is.
That's true.
And I just want to, and on my way out the door, Spike, I don't know what type of tennis balls y'all playing up in there with Ike and everything, and you telling him Jalen Carter and Jordan Mailata did more than Jalen Hurts, bro.
I said they had better seasons.
Right, and without Jalen Hurts, there is no Jordan Mailata or no damn Jalen Carter having no better season, okay?
So without Jalen Hurts, there's no Jalen Carter? What are you talking about?
No, I said the success that he enjoyed this year. Without Jalen Hurts playing the way that he played, there is no Jordan Mailata having the season he had or Jalen Carter having the season he had.
Jalen Carter's performance is completely independent of Jalen Hurts' performance.
And they wouldn't be in the Super Bowl if it wasn't for Jalen Carter.
Hello, McFly. Accomplishment. He won the Super Bowl.
They won the Super Bowl.
That the Eagles would have won that Super Bowl without Jalen Hurts.
Yes.
Sure.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Come on, man.
The defense was the MVP of the game until the dagger.
I don't know what the hell going on up in that damn studio. You know what it is? I ain't been up there in a while, so damn it, get my pass. Get my neck.
No, no, no.
We'll get him for Justin. He's coming back.
No, no. I don't need you to do that.
Guys, man, I don't know what the hell's wrong with you. Yeah. You know what I mean? Every now and then, the OG got to step up in there and set things straight. And Spike, don't think you evaded our little debate, okay, by telling Rod, hey, let's make it a station thing where everybody debate. No, I originated the damn debate. And it was supposed to be me and you, punk ass, and Ike was supposed to be the moderator. And Jack, you could have helped him if you wanted to. Yeah.
That never happened.
I don't know.
That is totally made up.
Fake conversation.
Made up, made up, made up, made up.
Yep. Never happened.
Thank you for the call. Total liar.
He is the biggest liar we've ever had.
Tell it with a straight face, too.
How he passed the lie detector day is still beyond me.
But he did.
Yeah. Him and Elliot are just...
And Rod. Rod's a huge liar.
Well, Rod failed the lie detector test.
Though, yes.
Yeah, he failed.
No, Elliot and OG, was it inconclusive or...
Elliot was all inconclusive.
You couldn't get one thing tied down with Elliot.
Yep.
Professionals.
Yep.
Could not get him.
Guy that worked with police.
Yeah. We might need Elliot to commit a crime and see
if he can pass the lie detector.
Get his way out of it.
I just want them to ask him. I want him to definitely eat breakfast, and then I want them to ask him, did you eat breakfast? And see if he can lie through it. Big A in West Philly. What's up, Big Aaron?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Now, do I sound young now? Because I'm in
you
the
do.
Car now. I usually be in the truck.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, you still sound pretty old.
Yeah, you sound old as heck.
I knew they was going to say that.
Something smart. All right. Go ahead.
I didn't say anything. They're on you. I didn't even say anything.
All right, Spike, my fault. Spike, I'm talking to.
Yep.
I mean, your name sounds.
They do. It sounds like.
Wow. So you're already you're forgetting who you're talking to. You sound pretty old.
Yeah, it sounds like an old guy.
Mike Fritz. I know the show I'm calling.
Yep.
There you go.
I get y'all too mixed up because I sound. I mean, y'all don't sound alike.
No.
You look alike though.
Yeah. Yeah. Twins.
Alike. I saw y'all on YouTube, man.
Yeah.
I got some critiquing, man, but I ain't going to talk about it.
Oh, really?
No, you can talk about it.
Yeah. What is our critiquing?
Go right ahead.
Spike, lay out your damn hair when you got your hat on. You're always playing in your damn hair, taking your hat off. All right.
Am I? I
don't know. I don't notice it.
Sometimes I take my hat off. It's a long time to have a hat on.
The episode I seen you in, you had a hat on. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't see it all the time.
Okay.
I'm gonna start doing it. And Jack, you back there like you doing a damn orchestra with your hands, man. Got your hands.
I turn into a hand movement guy, honestly.
Bro. Yeah.
That's because you see us. Like, we talk with our hands.
Yeah,
I definitely
hands.
Talk with my hands.
And then Ike was the only cool one, just sitting there.
Oh, yeah. Ike's the freaking best.
Oh, yeah. Shocker.
We get it.
He made the show.
Copy off of Ike. Yeah. Be more like Ike up in that joint. I will say get an Ike juice, but you know, man, I don't even know what that means. I just heard that.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like you've been having a lot of Ike juice.
It's like everyone else. Like, Spike, you got whatever. Jack, you suck. Ike, you're the best, man. You get it.
Hey, yo, can the Phillies bring up some young players, man?
They brought up Otto Kemp.
I mean, why do we got to keep seeing these bums? They're bums. Marsh is a bum. All right? He's a bum. He stinks. They shouldn't have never traded for him and traded that catcher. That's like, oh, damn, they're an all-star catcher for the team out there. They get to be traded for him. See, that's why they playing Marsh. So it ain't look like a bad trade. It was a bad trade.
Jack, your
Marsh
thoughts?
Stinks. All right? And then who's a Bone? It's time to get him out of there, too. Time to get Alabone out of there, too.
Yep.
Time to get him out of there, even though he had like 99 RBIs.
Nah, it's fake. It's all good.
Put him in a good position.
I want to see some young cats up here. Now, Jack, why don't they bring young people up there to play ball?
Yeah, Jack.
Why take so long for them to get up there?
Crawford could be up soon. That's about it, though. I mean,
you was just saying, you ain't want Crawford up.
Crawford's fine. I think that everyone's like, oh, he's hitting .340. That means he's like a great hitter. I'm saying he hits a lot of ground balls. Are they going to translate the big league level? That's a fair question. But if it keeps going badly, he'll be up here. And he's hurt right now.
He's hurt?
Yes, he's got a quad injury.
Oh, damn. I didn't know he was hurt.
Man. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. You got a favorite movie from the
2000s? Oh, yeah. Gladiator, baby.
Yeah, right there in 2000.
Gladiator, great movie, man.
Great movie. And by the way, the winner of Next Question Today will get a $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina, where we're doing our show tomorrow. Shy in Cherry Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Shy?
What's going on?
What's up, Shy?
What up, Shy?
Brutal stretch for our Phillies.
Yeah, it sucks. It's like the biggest bummer for me, Shy, is that if the Phillies stink, it kind of ruins the summer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's kind of what I look forward to. I mean, I'm kind of sitting around all day. When I'm at work, I watch the game, you know. But anyways, I just had like a few complaints about the top 11 list.
It's not even out yet.
Well,
go ahead and complain about it, yes.
From last year?
Yeah, the list from last year.
Okay, well, I hope we don't make repeats because I hope Bryce Harper's not number one on the list. And the issue I have with a baseball player being number one on the list is it's the least athletic sport out of the big four.
Wow.
Are we using the term athletes as in like...
Oh, let's not do this stupid thing where it's like, are we talking about the actual athletes? No,
we're not talking about how athletic they are. We're talking about how good they are at their sport.
Well, either way, I don't know if I'm putting Bryce Harper first, even from last year.
Well, he's not going
to
be first.
You don't have to worry. I don't think he's going to be first this year.
Yeah, I don't think
I don't think he'll be first this year. But what I hope to see is a flyer on there. And I think you guys know who I'm talking about.
Michko.
Yeah, the only flyer we know. Yeah. Konechny gets it. Well, do you think Michkov, see, this is the issue, and you can vote at 94wip.com/top11, is actually getting him on the list, being honest about it. It gets tough.
I think that's being honest.
No. Okay. Do we think? All right. Let me just go through a quick exercise with you. Do we think he's better than AJ Brown?
What?
Do we think he's better than AJ Brown?
No.
Okay, Saquon.
No.
Lane Johnson.
No.
Jordan Mailata.
Come
on.
Maybe.
Oh, stop.
Maybe. I mean, you already have Lane on there. I get you. Probably you're keeping Mailata, but I'm taking Nola off. I'm taking Suarez off. I'm not putting Max on there yet.
Okay.
All right.
So you think, by the way, you think Michkov is better than Maxey? What has Michkov gotten that Maxey hasn't done?
I think Michkov, you'll get more out of him soon than you will with Maxey.
I don't know. Sounds like a desperate Flyers guy to me.
I barely watch the Flyers by myself.
All right. All right.
Sounds like a good guy to give our Meech golf days.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, for next question, you got your favorite movie from the 2000s?
I was going to say The Town, but that came out in 2011. Oh. I'm going to say Borat.
Oh.
That's a great movie.
Mm. Oh, you like
Borat's
Borat.
A good movie.
I like Borat. You didn't like Borat?
Yeah, what's your issue with Borat?
I just didn't think it was funny.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
A little overrated.
Yeah. What was the other movie he did like 5 or 6 years ago?
Oh.
What was the other one?
He did another one
I
saw.
That's where the Giuliani thing came from, right?
Yes. Yeah. I don't. Borat was fine. It didn't hit me like I think it hit other people.
Andy was what's the rapper?
Oh right.
I can't think. Ollie of something.
Ollie G.
Ollie G. It's kind of funny. He's a funny guy. Sacha Baron Cohen's a funny guy.
Hey, remember you sat on Justin Timberlake's face?
No,
don't remember that one.
Did he?
Yeah.
Wow.
He did it to somebody at an award show.
Justin Timberlake just let it happen?
No, I mean, he came flying in on these.
Oh.
And it was, you know who it might have been? Eminem.
Oh, my God.
About it.
There's no way Eminem had a good sense of humor about that.
I think he let it happen. Yeah, you can look it up. It's on YouTube somewhere.
215-592-9494. Coming up next.
Everything on YouTube.
I'll type in the work computer. Ali G sits on Eminem's face.
Yeah. Do it on Morgenstein's computer.
No, he came in as Borat.
Do it on Morgenstein's computer.
Yeah.
We will get you ready for the Phils next. We have leading off coming up. We have the text line. You as well. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say? Let me sing. Hold me down. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me down. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Hoping that's a fun one tomorrow. 5:30 Creed did the...
Think they ready for us down in Chesapeake Inn?
I hope so.
Man, the summer starting. It feels like... it feels Creedish.
Yeah? Are you kidding me? We will be tomorrow doing the show from the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina. It's in Chesapeake City, Maryland. Doing the show there today, ChesapeakeInn.com for details. If just take the day off of work, if you're working. Take out the day off of work. Go have some crab cakes, drink a couple of beers, stare at us like psychos the entire show. The Twitter question.
Ask Spike about Jalen Hurts.
Ask me about Jalen Hurts. Tell Ike about when you met him in 06 one time.
Yep.
The Twitter question.
These things usually happen.
Yes. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Will the Phillies be okay? 65.3% say no.
Ooh.
One of our favorite callers.
It's not a good day.
Dustin in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Fellas. Spritzy, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah.
Not well, Dustin. Not well.
Dude, I am so happy you're going to go out with that noodle arm and smoke him during this tournament. I'm so happy that you manned up, dude.
Yeah, me too.
For you
me too. I know.
I'm not going to lie.
I know.
It's going to be big.
A lot of people were worried about me.
Are you training already or no?
Well, I'm golfing on Wednesday. So I'm getting out there.
He's not training.
What do you mean I'm not training?
Dude, you're just golfing.
That's a part of the competition.
You would have golfed anyway.
Hey, idiot. It's my first time going out this year. I'm making sure the game's in tip-top shape.
Didn't you play the Dawkins thing?
No. I brought my clubs and everything, though. Okay. Thank you. And my golf shoes.
All right. Sorry, Dustin. Go ahead.
Yeah, Spike, you keeping linemen off the list?
No.
Who's keeping linemen off the list?
No one's keeping linemen off the list.
No, we were deciding whether or not you put them on as a group.
Yeah.
Or you put them on individually.
Nah, I think you got to go individual. So
you're going to put four offensive linemen on the list?
Yeah, dude.
Can we grow up?
Lane Johnson's playing Hall of Famer right now.
Yep.
Jordan Mailata, your last caller, I don't know if he listens to Brits too much or what, but Mitch Kopf is good. He can't be on the list yet. There's no flyers that even come close. But Spike, I do agree with you with Joel Embiid, and I think he's a top five player on the list. When he's healthy, there has to be an asterisk next to him. But when that guy's healthy, I think he's still one of the best players in the game.
Well, when he's healthy, I think he's number two on the list here. I think put him behind Saquon. That's it. And make an argument for number one, won't do it. I would say Saquon number one at this point. When he's healthy, Joel Embiid, I believe, number two on this list. But I do think he should be dinged for health. I think he should be dinged for last year. But he's got to be on the list. He's got to be on the top 11 list.
See, he's got to be on the top 11 because he's such a game changer. It's unbelievable.
How many games did he change over last year?
I differ from you because you guys were talking about it with a caller a little bit ago about Bryce Harper. I think you have to put in factor what he brings. Like when he goes out on the field and how he makes his team better around him. And I honestly think that Wheeler's would be my top five is probably. I'm not a Jalen guy, but I would have Bryce Harper. I'd have Joel Embiid. I'd have Jalen Hurts. I'd have Zach Wheeler, and then I'd have Lane Johnson.
Not Saquon?
Well, what about Jalen Carter?
I know. It's hard to keep. I need to see. All right, he had a great year, and he is unbelievable. But, you know, these guys are the guys I've been cheering for the past couple years. They're Philadelphia guys. Those are the guys. Those are my top five that I would stick with.
Yeah.
All right.
I think Saquon's on the brinks. I think Saquon, he's turning into a Philly guy. We need to see it in our. And I hate to be that guy.
Well, the only thing that could make him more Philly is if he turned green. Like, what else you want him to do?
I know. Like, I agree with you. He's incredible. But I just, in my heart, like, I'm going down to the Phillies game tonight with my daughter.
Yeah.
If we get to see Zach Wheeler, I am more excited that I don't care. See, everybody's freaking out about the Phillies. Everybody, take a chill pill, man. It's a long season. I'm a cliche guy. It's a long season. They're in a little slump right now. They're going to get back to you. The caller that said you get rid of Alec Boehm, all right, dude, he's in a slump right now. I understand. He's still a
professional. That's actually it.
He's actually not even in a slump anymore. He's just not very productive.
If he can't hit a 94-mile-per-hour cutter, then you're going to be complaining, oh, well, where's Alec Boehm? We got rid of Alec Boehm because you smacked, you know what I want to say, but you wanted to bring up a minor leaguer. When we have professional athletes who have shown that they can do the job, yes, it's a mentality. Yes, they have to get their stuff together, but they've shown that they've done it before. Alec Boehm was on pace to get 90 RBIs last year.
Yep. Great player.
And Bryson Stott, if we recalled it two seasons ago in the playoffs, he was the best hitter again. He made more contact with off-speed pitches than anybody else in the playoffs 2 years ago. So he can do it. I don't know what's going. I don't know Chris Long. I don't know if he has to change something or they got to change the way they prepare for these games or whatever. But
Dustin, you're unraveling on this call right now. You're unraveling.
Completely unraveling.
We got great seats tonight. We got wheels on the mound, dude.
All right.
How can you not be fired?
Well, you Dustin's and your daughter have a great time.
Feels like a win.
Yeah. Yep.
Give us your favorite movie from the 2000s.
Wheels is going to have eight plus strikeouts. They're going to get the win. I'm going to go. Did anybody say Step Brothers yet?
No.
Nope. That's a good one.
Great flick. Absolutely great flick.
Well, you guys referenced it, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. When Jack said...
Prestige Worldwide?
Prestige Worldwide.
I'm actually surprised you like Step Brothers.
I didn't at first. It grew on me. Yeah, it's more of a Val kind of movie. Val likes those kind of comedies.
Dumb comedies.
She does. That's what she likes. Yeah. Perfect. But Step Brothers, the more you watch it, I feel like every time I watch Step Brothers, there's a part in it I don't remember.
Yeah, something different.
Yeah. It's a great flick.
It is.
It's a great flick. We got to give away this gift card for where we're going to be tomorrow, which is the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina, a $50 gift card. Jack, the topic today, or the side question, or the next question, sorry. Next question topic.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, sorry. Next question topic was favorite movie from the 2000s, because it is Johnny Depp's birthday and he was in Pirates of the Caribbean. What are our best options there?
Yeah, so the best answers you guys reacted the strongest to were The Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Mystic River, but it sounds like a miserable movie.
Yeah.
American Psycho.
Mm.
Meet the Parents.
Mm.
Gladiator.
Mm.
Step Brothers.
Mm. Mm.
Remember the Titans?
Yeah.
A lot of good ones. You going the best movie of those movies?
Yeah. I feel like Dark Knight.
Yeah, I would either Remember the Titans.
Yeah, Remember the Titans or Dark Knight. Yeah.
I'd probably go Dark Knight.
But I'm American Psycho, too. I love that.
I love American Psycho.
Yeah. Dark Knight?
I think Dark Knight.
All right.
Dark Knight feels
like I'm in
like
on Dark Knight. Yeah.
Who was that? Who was the Dark Knight?
Adam in the Northeast.
Adam in the Northeast. Before we get to the text line, we're going to get to Mark in Delaware. You're on WIP. What's up, Mark?
Mm.
Mm.
Yo, guys.
Yo, Mark.
You just finished
swallowing.
Ooh, boy.
Ike, when you go down to Chesapeake Inn tomorrow, what you got to try instead of crab cakes is a crab bisque.
Ooh.
You bisque guy?
Bisque. Yeah,
don't you think it's too hot for soup?
Well, not right now.
No,
yeah.
It's going to rain the rest of the week.
You'll be good. And when Hugh went down there earlier in the year, and instead of getting a cup or a bowl, they actually brought him like a mixing bowl full.
Like a vat full of crab bisque?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay.
And he ate the whole thing. So... unfortunately, I'm too late for my answer, but my movie was going to be The Hangover.
It's a great flick. It's actually not my favorite of those movies. Ike, where do you put The Hangover along with the Old Schools and Superbad?
It was on this weekend, as a matter of fact, all three of them.
Oh,
don't
really?
Like three, but one and two was pretty good.
Okay.
I'm a Hangover guy.
Yeah. So, my comment on
I would take
Eagles,
Hangover over... not over Dark Knight, though.
No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Where are you at with the Phils, Mark?
The Phillies, I don't see no improvement in their hitting other than maybe Schwarber. So.
Trey.
I don't know. You know, I don't know what they got to do.
Yeah.
You know, you play it out for the next month or so, and if they got to start dumping some of the older players, they got to start dumping them.
Well. Yeah, I mean, thank you for the call, Mark. They'll have some decisions to make. If they stay bad, it'll be a weird trade deadline.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hovering around 500?
Yeah.
What do they do?
Schwarber.
Pull the plug or go for it?
Yeah. That'd be three and a half games out of the playoffs or something.
Sounds enticing.
Yeah. Sounds like a perfect trade deadline to not do anything. The text line. Come on, man. I'm falling apart right here. Yeah, I'm not. It's not a strong show for me.
I mean,
today. Like, I had a good open. After that, I've been really iffy.
Like Ike walked out, right? Ike missed this gem at the end of the
last. Oh, don't. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website.
Oh.
Shop small.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, shop small, shop local, shop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And you haven't bounced back since.
No. It shook me.
Going downhill.
It shook me. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Spike on the Jolly Debate. Mm. This guy's whole thing was winning doesn't matter. Idiot. Spike today. Listen, when you're voting on your 11, remember that winning isn't that important. Tim in Newark.
I mean, we're talking about the best players. That's all. It's something, but winning the Super Bowl doesn't put the whole team on the top 11.
It really is going to ruin top 11.
It is. Yeah. I'm gonna melt down there. I know I'll get early voting. Like they'll send it to me on Wednesday or something. I'll plug it into the computer, and I'll be like, oh, my God.
Yep.
We're not going to have anything but Eagles in the top 11.
Yep.
What's next?
Well,
the Disney adult is mocking people that like Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter? Mark and Monco.
Not a Disney adult. I don't even like Disney. I want to take my wife somewhere fun.
And you're going back.
If she wants to go back, we'll go back.
Yeah, you had no fun.
I have fun. I'm not a Lord of the Rings, Dungeons and Dragons guy. Not a dork. I'm sorry. What's next?
You know what's a good idea for an already pop culture challenged show?
All right.
Attaching a date range to the question so the response to every answer is, we think that's a great answer, but we're going to need to check the date. Chris in KOP.
That one I don't get.
He's saying that we didn't know if it actually came out in the 2000s when people would give us their thing. Yeah.
A lot of having to Google real quick.
Yeah. Well,
how are we supposed to know every movie that came out in the 2000s? Yeah. Or a decade.
Yeah. You know, don't let perfect be the enemy of great. We're great. We're not perfect.
What a quote.
Yeah. What's next?
I actually did like that.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Jalenism.
It does. I stole it. It's not mine, by the way. What's next?
Ike, I've told you 3 times already that you have to use your buzzer if you want to answer the question. The host of Jeopardy, after Ike keeps yelling out, wait, wait, I can see the answer in my head. Frank in Ardmore.
Yeah, well, sometimes that's how it's working.
Yep.
Yeah, that's how it's working in my head.
You need a couple extra seconds? Yeah. Whatever. What's next?
Spike on Bryce. Oh, forget a minor wrist injury. He might have full-blown arthritis. Spike on Embiid. Let's just say that next year, Joel plays 57 games. Alex in Lancaster.
1 foot in the grave.
This is Jack fighting back, by the way.
You want to keep going?
It's not Alex in Lancaster. I don't think so. What's next?
Is Joel even eligible for the top 11? If he can't use his legs, does he even play a sport? Golfers.
Golfers.
It's a fair question. They don't run in golf. There's no speed aspect to the game.
Joel played more sports last year than a golfer did in his whole career. What's next?
Well, I told you this was going to happen eventually. Ken and Cinnaminson giving the eulogy at a funeral.
Yeah, Ken's like, I hope I'm wrong, with both fingers crossed, winking.
I mean, he was so depressing to listen to.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to turn the radio off.
Yep. Oh, he was miserable. He's like, yeah, you have season tickets. I bet you do.
Yeah.